The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss 10 historical unusual factoids, oddities really, of the Northern Illinois football program. Now, most football program, they do have their fair share of their own historical factoids that set them apart from other programs. And Georgia Tech's defeat of Cumberland 222-0 comes to mind. Illinois, well, they had the safety that intercepted a pass in 15 straight games. USC, they put up 55 points in 16 minutes and 44 seconds against Notre Dame. And the point is, most schools do have a few historical oddities that set them apart. But few schools can brag about having as many historical factoids as the Northern Illinois Huskies. This is the story of the Northern Illinois Huskies and their 10 historical oddities. Now, Northern Illinois' first season was 1899, and they did win one national championship in a small college level. And while they don't have any Heisman winners, they do possess their fair share of gridiron history, of unusual moments and characters that set this program apart from other college football programs. So today, we count down the top 10 historical oddities of the Northern Illinois football program, the Northern Illinois Huskies. Now, before we start, I want to look at five oddities from the Husky program that did not make our list. There was the 2018 MAC championship game when Northern Illinois defeated Buffalo 30-29 in a game that saw Northern Illinois take the lead for the first time with just over a minute remaining. I mean, how many programs win their championship game trailing the entire game up to the last minute? Well, this is what happened in 2018. Northern Illinois defeated Buffalo 30-29. And they had trailed the entire game, and with 1:18 left in the game, Northern Illinois was backed up on Buffalo's 35-yard line. And their quarterback, Marcus Childress, rolled out and threw a pass from his 40-yard line to DJ Brown, who caught it and ran in stride for the touchdown. That did not make our list. They had a kicker from 2001 to 2003 who kicked five field goals from over 50 yards. This did not make our list. What else did not make our list? Well, how many programs have a therapy dog as a mascot? The mascot is Michigan. He's a Siberian Husky dog, and he is a certified therapy dog. But that did not make our list. They have running back Garrett Wolf, who twice in his career rushed for over 300 yards in a game. Unusual, spectacular, but this did not make our list. And then they had quarterback George Bork, who was the first collegiate quarterback to amass 3,000 yards. He set 16 national passing records. This did not make our list. Well, if these did not make our cut, what were the historical oddities that did make the list? Here is the countdown of the top 10 historical oddities of the Northern Illinois Huskies. Number 10, Northern Illinois' high-scoring non-overtime game that included back-to-back kickoff returns for a touchdown, where 123 points were scored. Again, not an overtime game. It occurred on November 1st, 2011, and Northern Illinois defeated Toledo 63-60. I'll say it again, 63-60. This is not an overtime game. This game had it all. Not only that, but it was the battle for the West Division of the MAC. It was played in the Glass Bowl, and on the opening kickoff, this wild game started off with a 100-yard kickoff return by Husky Tommy Lee Lewis. Well, on the ensuing drive, Toledo drove and scored, tie the game at 7. So they kick off. And on the ensuing kickoff, Tommy Lee Lewis did it again. Back-to-back kickoff returns for a touchdown. He went 95 yards that time. Well, anyway, the teams went back and forth scoring all game long. And with 19 seconds left in this incredible game, the Huskies threw a touchdown pass to secure the wildly high-scoring win over Toledo, 63-60 in a non-overtime game. Number nine. Number nine is a dubious distinction. Northern Illinois snapped Northwestern's, at that time, NCAA record 34-game losing streak. It happened on September 25th, 1982. Northwestern defeated Northern Illinois 31-6. Now, understand the historical context here. Northern Illinois had entered the game 1-1, and Northwestern was 0-3. They were riding the longest losing streak in the history of major college football at that time, an NCAA record 34-game losing streak. Not only that, but they entered the game with minus 44 yards rushing in their first three games. Well, as the game unfolded, Northwestern went on to score in its first three possessions to take a 21-0 lead. And like I say, Northern Illinois has the distinction of snapping that NCAA record 34-game losing streak. Number eight, a MAC team makes the Orange Bowl. How many MAC teams have ever made the Orange Bowl? It happened in 2012. Northern Illinois Huskies finished the season 12-2. They had earned a berth in the Orange Bowl, the only Husky team actually to ever go to a New Year's Day bowl game. Now, they did lose to Florida State 31-10, but they made it as a MAC team to the Orange Bowl. And Coach Doran's version of the Huskies had ridden to number 16 in the AP poll and finished number 22 in the AP poll. It was the first time Northern Illinois ever finished ranked in the AP poll. Again, a MAC team makes the Orange Bowl. Number seven, the 99-yard touchdown pass. It occurred on September 30th in the year 2000. Quarterback Dan Urban tied a record that could never be broken in the annals of college football. He threw a 99-yard touchdown pass to Justin McCarron's in a 43-13 defeat of Ball State. Number six, the 99-yard touchdown run. This occurred on November 17th in the year of 1934, when Reno Norrie set a record that can never be broken in the history of college football. Sound familiar? As he had a 99-yard touchdown run against the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Number five, Northern Illinois rushed for 733 yards in a game. It occurred on October 6, 1990. And in that game, where they rushed for 733 yards and defeated Fresno State 73-18, their quarterback Stacy Robinson rushed for an NCAA record for quarterback 308 yards. He did it on 22 carries. What happened was in the first half, Robinson picked up 287 yards rushing in all five of his touchdowns. Now, in all, Northern Illinois had gained 806 yards. One last note. On this day, where they rushed for 733 yards in a game, Fresno State was their opponent, right? And Northern Illinois defeated Fresno State, again, to recap, 73-18. What is that one last note I'm talking about? Fresno State came into the game with the nation's number two scoring defense. Number four, how many Division I schools have won a small college national championship game in the Mineral Water Bowl? At Northern Illinois did just that. The only Division I school to ever win a national championship game in the Mineral Water Bowl. They accomplished this on November 30th, 1963, when Northern Illinois defeated Southwest Missouri State 21-14. Both teams had entered the game undefeated, 9-0, and the game was actually tied 7-7 in the fourth quarter when quarterback George Bork threw two touchdowns to give the Huskies a 21-7 lead, and again, they went on to win 21-14. Now, a little history about this Mineral Water Bowl. Like I say, Northern Illinois is the only Division I school to win a national championship in the Mineral Water Bowl. What is the Mineral Water Bowl, you may ask? Maybe you know, I don't know. See, from 1948 to 1951, the Mineral Water Bowl was a high school bowl game, and it showcased Excelsior Springs High School on the Thanksgiving Day game. Well, in 1954, the bowl was revived into a small college game, and in 1957, it was sanctioned as one of, at the time, 11 NCAA bowl games. And again, I ask you, how many FBS schools won a national championship in the Mineral Waters Bowl? Number three, we're back to a dubious distinction. Northern Illinois was held to a NCAA record minus 109 yards rushing. That occurred on November 11th in the year of 1967. They had lost to Toledo that day 35-0 in front of over 8,000 fans. And Toledo set, or Northern Illinois set, depending on how you word and look at it, Northern Illinois set an NCAA Division I record for the least yards ever gained in a football game. They were held to minus 109 yards rushing. Now, that season, Northern Illinois finished the season actually 5-5. Five times they did score over 20 points. Now for the last two historical oddities, and they're actually wrapped up together. And it starts with yet another dubious distinction. Number two, Northern Illinois' defense allows 115 points. It occurred on October 4th, 1913. Northern Illinois allowed 115 points to Beloit, and they lost in a shutout, 115-0. That season, interestingly enough, Northern Illinois had two scoreless ties and finished the season 3 wins, 3 losses, 3 ties. Which brings us to our number one historical oddity, or factoid, of the Northern Illinois Husky football program. The year before, now that was 1913, the year before, 1912, on October 19th, 1912, Northern Illinois scored 114 points against Wheaton. That day, they scored 18 touchdowns. Bill Anderson scored 42 points by himself. Northern Illinois defeated Wheaton 114-7. Northern Illinois finished that season 3-5. So Northern Illinois, if you think about it, joins this really small elite fraternity of Division 1A or FBS programs that have both scored over 100 points in their program history and allowed over 100 points in their program history. Very few FBS schools have done this. Well, there you have it. How many college football programs can boast the following? A 123-point non-overtime game that included back-to-back kickoff returns for a touchdown. A snapping of another team's NCAA losing streak. A MAC team that made the Orange Bowl. A 99-yard touchdown pass. A 99-yard touchdown run. 733 rushing yards in a game with a quarterback that rushed for an NCAA record for a quarterback. And a school in the Division I that won a small college national championship in the Mineral Water Bowl. And a program that was held to an NCAA record minus 109 yards rushing. A program that has at one time scored 114 points in their career and yet had given up 115 points the year later. This was a story of the Northern Illinois Huskies and their 10 historical factoids or oddities, if you have it. Thank you for listening to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.